Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for giving us another opportunity, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to be here one more time, a prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends to call unto Him in this new day, the day that He has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. Today is March the 6th of 2020. No one has been in this day but our God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is the one who holds the future. But we are excited because we have Him. We have the one who holds the future. So we are excited with our Almighty God. As David said in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hand. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. Yes, and they have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Just praising God, even silently, we can praise God. I'm so excited. So this morning we are going to start by prayer. Yes. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank You this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. And we are ready. We are ready, Father, to accomplish what You have installed for us today. We are ready, Father, to touch and minister to lives that You put in our path, to say and give our testimony, tell the world what You have done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are ready to receive all the anointing, all the blessings You have installed for us today in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are a purposeful people. We live a purpose-driven life, and we attach ourselves to You, Father. We want to be led by Your Spirit. We thank You this morning, Father. So we pray, Father God, that nothing will hinder us from doing what You have called us to do. Nothing will distract us from accomplishing what You have installed for us today. So we pray, Father God, that You have mercy on us and forgive us of all our sins, all our transgressions, all our trespasses. Passes. Whatever we have done, Lord, that is not pleasing to You, anything that might try to hinder our prayers this morning, we pray that You forgive us, Father. Wash us clean. Yes, cleanse us with Your hyssop, Lord, that will be clean and nothing will hinder us from receiving from You. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Father God, do not hide Your face on us this morning. Create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank You for restoring in us the joy of Your salvation, yes, and granting us a willing spirit, yes, and sustaining us In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being on our side, because we know if God is on our side, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? We know we are more than conquerors through you, Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, this morning. Yes, we thank you for you were raised, yes, Jesus Christ, from the dead, yes, through the glory of our Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for you are a good shepherd. Yes, the Lord who is our shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. Because you are our shepherd, Lord, so we will not lack nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for making us lie down in green pastures, Lord, and leading us beside the quiet and the still waters. We thank you for refreshing our souls, Lord, for guiding us along the right path. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the enemy might try to distract us, might try to detour us, but Father, your staff and your rod, they comfort us. You guide us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are not afraid. We fear no evil, for you are with us. We thank you, Father God, even for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Yes, while our enemies are watching, you prepare a table for us and we eat while they are watching. Thank you, Father. Thank you for anointing our heads with oil and that our cups run over. They run over with your blessings. They run over with breakthroughs. They run over, yes, with healing and salvation and deliverance and hope. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, surely your goodness and your love, yes, it follows us all the days of our lives. And we do choose, Father, to follow you and to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning. We come with confidence. Yes, this is the confidence that we have this morning as we approach your throne, as we bow down, yes, to you, Lord, and to bring our supplications and our requests, our needs unto you, because we do know that when we ask anything, anything according to your will, you hear us, Lord. Not only do you hear us, Father, because we do know that when you hear us, whatsoever we have asked from you, Father, we know that you give us those petitions, Lord. You answer our prayers, everything that we have asked. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. And this is the confidence that we have, Father. We are confident of this very thing, that you who has begun a good work in us, you will carry it through. You will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who sits on the throne. Yes, we pray, Father God, if you are sitting on your throne and you look down on us and you see us, we want you to be pleased with what you see. In the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father, we commit ourselves. We commit all our works, all our deeds, our everything. We commit them unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. And the renewing of our mind, Father, with your word. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, your rhema word, your life-giving word, your life-changing word. the word of God. We thank you for your word, Father, that your word will not return to you void. Each time we hear your word, each time we read your word, it accomplishes what you have prepared for it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Even with this week, Lord, as some of us have been fasting and praying, and some because of health issues or whatever reason, they couldn't fast, but they do pray. For you say to pray always, always to be praying and giving thanks. Yes. So, Father, I thank you for giving us to the opportunity to call unto the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. You are our Maker, Lord. You are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. Yes, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. So this morning, we give thanks unto you, our God, for you are so good. You are good, and your mercies endure it forever in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we do submit ourselves unto you, Father. Yes, unto you, Lord, and we fear you, we reverence you, we magnify you, we honor you, for you are so good to us in the mighty name of Jesus. So this, Father, this salvation we have received and this goodness we are experiencing, we pray, Father God, for our brothers and sisters out there who do not know you, those who are still lost, those who are still sinking in sin. We pray for salvation this morning, that they be saved, that they too will see the light, that they too will experience deliverance and healing and salvation, that they too will experience the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we pray, Father God, for salvation of our brothers and sisters out there. Draw them unto you, Lord. Draw them unto you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call them forth by faith right now. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, we call them forth that they come and see the experience the goodness of the Lord in this land of their living. Thank you, Father God. Yes, we depopulate hell right now and overpopulate heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Lord, that when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts. Whatever it is that is holding them back, we pray for their deliverance right now. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We pray right now and command you to get your hands off our brothers and sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Father, substance abuse, some are just angry, they are frustrated, somebody upset them, and they have backslidden. But we call them back, Father. They are like that prodigal son who walked away and went away from his father and went to a foreign land. So our brothers and sisters right now, they are in foreign land spiritually. They are experiencing foreign activities. But Father, we pray that they come to their come to repentance and say, we are going back home. We call them back home, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, whether it's generational curses that they are pursuing them, we break that curse right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is holding them back, Lord, maybe it's just no one has shared the goodness of Jesus with them. I pray, Father God, we as a church because you called us, Father, that we are to win souls for the kingdom. For you said, he that wins souls is wise. So we pray for wisdom, Father, wisdom to win souls, so that there will be no life left behind in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for that wisdom, Father, that we as a body of Christ, as a church, we go out and witness, Father. I pray, Father, for all the churches and the leadership, the pastors, the bishops, the founders, whoever has position of authority to make decision in this congregation, that they will promote Christian-based activities, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm just reminded right now, Father, for what is going on in our with our brothers and sisters in Tennessee, going through that tornado, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There are all these NGOs and all these non-charity organizations that are out there, non-profit organizations that are out there. It can be the Red Cross, it can be whoever, helping out. I have seen and heard that even celebrities are out there helping out. I pray for the church, the body of Christ, to organize ourselves and send people to represent us and help out as we help, because we have the light. We are not only helping the outside. We are not only picking up the debris or giving out water or something, but we have the Rhema word. We have the life-changing word. We can witness and share hope and share our faith with them in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father, for the church, this sleeping giant, to rise up. I know some churches, some congregations are so small, they cannot do such a thing. But there are big congregations, big churches. They can afford both financially and human resources to send people out there. So as they help, they can share a word of faith. They can pray with people, because these people are vulnerable at this time. Whatever comes their way, they are ready to receive. Not necessarily taking advantage of them, but sharing the word of God, sowing the seed of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for our brothers and sisters there in Tennessee, that you help them as they are going through the recovery. Some lost their loved ones. I just release the comforting power of the Holy Spirit, that you comfort them as they go through this time of grief and still trying to put pieces together, still trying to think what they can do with their children, with their family members, their elderly parents, and they are displaced right now. I pray, Father God, as the government, even the state or local governments, as they are helping, even those who are volunteering, giving out whatever they give, that all those resources will be distributed fairly, Lord, and especially to those who are in need, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Even my team members who are leaving today to go and help out, I pray for their protection also, Lord, and also that they will do give the help that is needed, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are a healer, Lord. You heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. These people are emotionally sick. Some are actually literally physical sick. I just pray, Father God, that you heal them speedily, Father, the outside and the inside. Their emotions, Father, that they will not be fallen in depression in the name of Jesus. So you demon of depression, you are an opportunist and you try to take advantage of these people, not only in Tennessee but everywhere else. I just strangle you and cast you out, you demon of depression, you demon of anxiety and stress and worry. I cast you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for touching them and healing them, Father. I thank you for giving them peace even in the midst of these chaotic situations in their lives, in the middle of all this disorder going on. Some they can't even tell where their house used to stand. They are just out there, Father. They don't know what to do. But I pray, Father God, that you stretch out your hand of grace, your hand of mercy in the mighty name of Jesus and give them peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father, for those who are helping out, that they will do it in decent and in order and not try to belittle other people and make them feel any less. But they will minister to them in love, Lord, and help them in love, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. Some of the families are scattered. I heard the other day that there were still three people who were missing. I don't know if they were found or not, but right now, Father, I just pray that you, the families, be reunited, Father, and be a family again in the mighty name of Jesus. And praying for families, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are restoring families as we have been praying here for years now, praying for families. And I have heard testimony after testimony this past couple weeks that you are restoring families, Lord. I thank you, Father. I praise you this morning for the restoration of families, that fathers are going back and reclaiming their positions, their leadership positions in the families. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for bringing back order in families, that each family member will operate, yes, according to your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, and we pray for students. Some are starting their spring break now this week. I just pray, Father God, that you protect them, Father, as they go on their spring break, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some young people, college students, they come, they want a little something to do. I just pray, Father God, that you open up doors for them, that they will do find jobs or whatever it is. They will be helping out in their families as they come back home. So I pray for traveling mercies as they drive from college coming back home, and some flying and whatever, some by boat, I don't know, whatever means of transportation they use. I just pray, Father, that this will be a calm, peaceful, and safe spring break for each student, and spend time with their families and be ready to go back to school and finish up their school year, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. And we pray, Father God, for this coronavirus that is spreading like wildfire. I don't know whether the news we hear, whether it's true or false, but regardless, we know that we have you, our Savior, our Redeemer. Yes, we have you. You are our shelter. You are our protector. So I pray, Father God, right now, that you give wisdom to those who are making decisions and whatever precautions and things that need to be put in place, that they will flow and be in decent and in order. But above all, Father, you are the protector. You protect us. You shield us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know, Lord, this is not a surprise to you. We are the ones who are surprised. We are the ones who get caught off guard. We were not aware. But nothing surprises you, Lord. You knew before even the creation of this world. You knew what was going to be going on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. We pray for our leadership, the president and his cabinet, and those, the advisors, that they will advise him well, and that you give him wisdom, that he make good decisions as a leader, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for you are the one who give us leaders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you lead and guide them, that they do what is right, Father, that they govern well, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jehovah. Yes, we lift up your banner this morning. Thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jehovah Nissi, we thank you. We thank you, Father, the Lord, our banner. We honor you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, mighty God, you are awesome. You are awesome, God. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We thank God again this morning for giving us an opportunity and allowing us to be here at this circle of friends and just giving honor unto Him and interceding and praying for our families, our family members, and for nations in the name of Jesus. And we thank God, for He is a God who hears prayer, and He is a God who answers prayer. So this morning, before we open the lines and hear testimonies and whatever is on your heart, I just want to thank God for and thank you for birthday wishes I received, and I received some cards, and I received words of encouragement, and it was a really good day. I took time off from work. Actually, I worked a half day, but still it was time off for that other half, and I had time to, to think back. And as I was praising God and giving Him thanks for life, I just, in my spirit, reminded the awesomeness of God and His love and His favor for my life. And I looked back, I said, the enemy wanted to take me off even before I landed in this world. He wanted to terminate me, to abort me. But God saved me. My parents think they are the ones who saved me, because they went against what their friends and whatever they were giving them advice, because I was a surprise baby, so they were not ready for a baby, and their friends were giving them advice and say, how are you gonna do this? You need to let that go. But I am here. I mean, that's the story as it is told. All I know is the enemy wanted to terminate me and wanted to get rid of me, but I am here today. And I actually outlived my mother. So not that it's exciting, but it's something to praise God with, because I do miss her. Every child misses his or her mother. But so I thank God that as I was praising and thinking about the goodness of the Lord and all what He has done for me, all the battles that were won, and I know it's nothing but the grace of God for me to be here. Just in looking this past year until today, I was sharing with a friend at work and telling her the story of my car. I call my car Faithful, because she is faithful. So I said, because they had called me, it has been in the shop this past week, the whole week it has been in the shop with the incident I told you about, the person who scratched my car at the parking lot. So I was telling how God has protected me and shielded me. And I know it's nothing but the prayers of the saints and the grace of God. I said, I have seen so many flying objects on the highway this past year and a half, like never before. And three occasions, something landing on my car. I had a shattered windshield, I had a busted bumper for and windows, I had this and that, but God still protected me. they shielded, and I know he did the same for all of us. He is our protector. He is our shield. He is our God. He sustains us. He covers us. He takes care of us. And I just thank God. Even in our houses, some of us, we have all these security devices, you know, ADT, soft touch, whatever different names that are out there. Sometimes we get complacency and think that security, you know, door cameras all around our houses, and we think that's our security. But people can get hurt. People can still steal if they want to, even with your ADT, your camera on your hair, on your door or wherever. The real security comes from God. He secures us. He is our God. He is good, and his mercies endure forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I want to thank God this morning, and I praise God for his message. And I know right now people are being scared and frustrated with this coronavirus and wondering what is going on. And some are afraid. I got a call earlier this week, and the person was afraid, and she thought she might die. And I said, are you affected? Are you sick right now? No, I'm not, but I have heard on television or on the news that it's coming. I mean, I don't know what exactly is going on and how much of the news. I'm trying to avoid it because sometimes no news might be, you know, the good news. But I don't know what is going on. All I know is there is this coronavirus, and there is a spirit of fear, and the devil is trying to take advantage of the situation and bring fear, and people are making different decisions based on fear. So let's read our scripture of the week, and then I will give you another another verse. And with the Lord's grace, as I said, we will open the lines up for testimonies and whatever is on your heart. So our scripture of the week is from the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I know we focused on only one verse, which is verse 8. And as we have been encouraged and going through fasting and praying this past couple days, today is day 3. I want to believe that we are taking time to read the word and have an opportunity to read this book. If you haven't, maybe today or over the weekend, this can be a good read for you. And verse 8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, I had selected the wrong version. I prefer King James version. Okay. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. If we just go a few verses before it, and on verse 4, let's start on verse 4 and just read the other three verses. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And this, then he said, finally, brethren, which takes where we read earlier. And the part I like is, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known or made known unto God. And this is what we are doing right here. And with this coronavirus going on, this is the time to call unto God. And I'm just reminded when the children of Israel, if you remember the story when Moses was getting ready to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, and Pharaoh kept on changing his mind and holding them hostage. And there were so many diseases and plagues that were sent to Egypt, in Egypt, and even to the death of the firstborn. But the children of Israel, although they were there in Egypt, some were even neighbors, they were sheltered, they were preserved, they were not affected by all those plagues and all those pleasant activities. And I do believe that God can preserve us, not only us as body of Christ, as Christians, but if we make our requests known, and with prayer and supplication, of course with thanksgiving, known unto God, we can intercede for our nation. We can intercede for nations. This world and this virus can be taken care of very quickly. God answer our prayers. It can be handled. And I'm thinking of this scripture in the book of James. Let me go to James. James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verses 13 and 15. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Is there any among you afflicted? The answer is yes. Nations are being afflicted. Our world as we know it is afflicted. And we are intercessors. We intercede for nations. We intercede. We stand on the gap. This is what the Lord has called us to do. Now it's the time for us to be firm and focused and pray. And prayer changes things. As we pray, things change. And we serve a God who hears prayer, a God who answers prayer. White House does not have the answer. The CDC does not have the answer, because if they do, they would have taken care of it long time ago. As I understand, this coronavirus started way back in December, and some people said, no, it's even way back before December. You think if they have the answer, they wouldn't have done it? But we have the answer. Jesus is the answer for our trouble today. And we are intercessors. We intercede for our nation. We intercede for nations. We intercede for the world today. And our God hears prayer. And we come and pray and call the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall save nations. The prayer of faith shall save our people. And it's our time to pray for our nation. I am reminded of the time when they were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. You know, the children of Israel were in bondage, and when they were trying to go back and they were rebuilding the walls, as they were rebuilding, there were people who were standing on the walls. They were doing dual job. The Bible says they had a sword in one hand to fight the enemies as they come, and they had a shovel or a brick or whatever to build. So they were doing both building and defending. And we stand on the gap. We are rebuilding spiritually, rebuilding the wall. We are praying and bringing back the kingdom of God. Some people, they don't understand the spiritual warfare that is going on. But you and I, as intercessors, we do understand that. So this is the time when we meet people and they are starting talking, they are hopeless, and they are talking depressing things, you know, concerning this situation. We don't participate and say, oh, I really don't know. Oh, what is going on? Oh, this and that. No. We speak, say words of faith. We speak hope, and we are interceding. So at one hand, we have a sword. On the other hand, we are building. And we can do all this through Christ, who strengthens us. And we can do all this by the word of God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of this stronghold. This is a stronghold. It has surpasses physical warfare. This is spiritual warfare where we are right now. And it's calling for the church. It's calling for the body of Christ. It's calling for us intercessors to intercede for this nation, intercede for nations. And prayer doesn't need passports. Yes, the planes are grounded, but the Holy Spirit is not grounded. Ahead, there are these planes, they are canceled here, they are canceled there, and people are panicking. It's affecting the economy, it's affecting businesses and this and that. Our prayer doesn't need a passport, it doesn't need a flight, because we serve an omnipresent God. Our God is present here, he's present there, he's present everywhere. He is an omnipresent God. And the Bible says, if we ask, it shall be given unto us. And if we seek, we will find. And when we knock, the door will be opened. And it goes on and say, if you, earthly fathers, know how to give a gift to your children? When your child comes and asks for a fish, do you give your child a snake? If your child asks for bread, do you give your child a stone? How about our Heavenly Father? When we ask Him, so this morning, we are asking God of mercy and grace to rescue us from this coronavirus and all other issues, because there are other things that are happening and people are not paying attention to it, because the big distractor is this coronavirus. People are still not respecting lives. They are still shooting other people, taking lives out there. But nobody is now paying attention. We are still having children being abused, our teenagers being exploited, taken to sexual slaves, but nobody's paying attention. All these bad activities are still going on. But we as intercessors, we have spiritual eyes. We can see all these things. Our leaders, our natural leaders, they are just focusing on this. They are distracted by this coronavirus that the enemy is using, and other things are falling apart and nobody's paying attention. But we have the spiritual antennas. They are alert. They see what is going on. I praise God when we were reminded, when Pastor Darlene reminded us about giving thanks and prayer and fasting this week. I said, this is perfect time. The time we deny ourselves and be alert spiritually so that we can see what is going on and wage war with the devil. The goodness of this war, we are winners. We are more than conquerors, because greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. We serve a mighty God. He is an army all by Himself. He fights all our battles. As He is on our side, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? So our country, our nation, nations, our world as we know it today, it is afflicted. It is sick. And it's calling for intercessors. It's calling for the body of Christ to intercede, to pray, and pray a prayer of faith. Not praying and also getting ourselves involved in these communications of saying, oh, yes, oh, it's going to do this, it's going to that. No, as we pray, and if we happen to come across or be in the midst of that conversation, we will speak faith. We will speak hope to the hopeless, because we serve a God who is full of mercy and grace. We serve an able God, our defender, our healer, our sustainer. He is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. He heals all diseases, including coronavirus. He can heal that. He is able. The God we serve, a mighty God. So at this time, we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to call unto God and pray and ask and praise Him that He has heard our prayers, and He's saving our nation. He's saving nations. He's saving our world today. So let's open up our mouths this morning.
Hallelujah.
And for our nation, and strangle this demon of cold corona disease. This
yes,
disaster.
Father, thank you, Father. My God, we just
hallelujah.
Magnify you, God, because you're awesome. You're doing great things right now, God. Moving by your spirit, oh God.
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord, Thank you that you're healing, oh God, all across the land, oh God.
But we will
in the name of Jesus, my God.
Lord, that you are
our God.
When we run to you, Father,
we are the people, Lord.
We run to you, Father.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that you are now with the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, we thank you that you have stopped the spread, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as you cut off. Realize and recognize that you are the hope. The name of Jesus, you're the hope for everything, oh God. The name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, even for those who are in Tennessee, Lord, those who are affected by the tornadoes, oh God, that you would restore with restoration. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, we glorify your name, God. Oh, yes, Lord. You are the strong deliverer, oh God. So we thank you for deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, those who are struggling right now, those who are fearful and unbelieving, oh God, we lose the spirit of faith right now. Faith in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every stronghold that will cause fear. Jezebel, and they those lying demons, oh God, we bind them up right now. In the name of Jesus, and lose the spirit of truth, oh God. We need your truth for today, God.
The
truth in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. And we come against the spirit of poverty right now. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're the God of all. And bring about change, God. You are more than enough, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, how much you do. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today for your healing and your deliverance in the minds, Lord. Those who are down and out, God, we give them hope today. Yes, Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength, God. My God, we thank you, Lord, today for joy and rejoicing. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We must rejoice, oh God, in spite of all the trials that they are going through as a nation. Oh my God, we are humbling ourselves and praying, God, and heal this land, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, oh God. Your word is fresh, God. And you know that the kingdom of God is violence, and the violence is taken by the force, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are taken by the force of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, it's the wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are flames of fire for you, God. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy and your righteous name.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to
you, my
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. King of kings,
thank you,
the Lord of lords.
Yes, God. Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, yes. My God, my God. We rejoice right now, God, for what you're doing. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I have a yet praise. I will yet praise you, God. in the midst of the storm, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We thank you,
when the storms of life are raging, God, we know that you are standing by us, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Honor him. With long life will I satisfy him. and show him my salvation. That's the word of God. We shouldn't be afraid. This is what he's going to do for us. Regardless, as long as we dwell under the secret place of the Most High, all these things, this is just a definition of corona disease right now, that we'll see him from afar. And God deliver us, and he will satisfy us with long life. In Jesus' name. You all have a blessed weekend, and we are trusting God that this weekend is going to be better than the last weekend. Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, this has been a wonderful week. The entire week has been a blessed week. Thanking God for all the
amen.
Word that we have heard this week, and Pastor Scholastica and sharing those wonderful scriptures this morning, and just encouraging us to not be afraid. I mean, that is so important, that we will not become afraid and lose heart, become faint, or anything like that, because God is on our side, and he's taking care of everything right now. So I love each and every one of you. Remember that you will, I think you're springing forward this week on the clocks. You go forward an hour, so you lose an hour. But just you know, reminding us that this is the week that we change time. Everybody just have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to coming back Monday. Keep your eyes on the Lord, and as you're going through your time of fasting and prayer, keep yourself in the Word too, so that we will be strengthened by the Word of God. God is good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. So take care, and I decree that we shall overcome. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Adios.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.